Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is John 11, verse 37. But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" There are times when we wish that the sacred writers had included notes about voice inflection and tone. At least that would have saved us innumerable Lenten sermons that guessed at how Pilate asked his question. It might also be helpful here, for this question of the Jews could be one of jeering scoff, mocking our Lord, something in the same vein as what was said if he was on the cross. He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let him come down and we will then believe him. And of course, if it is that, we could dismiss it as so much jeering scoff. But I would suggest that there is another way to read this question, and a way which would be beneficial for us this day. That is, that it is a question of genuine doubt, dismay, and unbelief. It is the kind of question that haunts us, that disturbs us, and that distracts us from true fear and love and trust in God above everything else. We have it in our own lives. Illness, pain, suffering, sorrow afflict us, or those whom we love, and we ask, "Could he not?" And if by some singular grace of God your life has been spared the agony of doubt, you will read it in the faces of those to whom you minister, and you will hear it in their anxious and trembling voices. You stand by a casket that contains the remains of a man that were scattered over acres of Ohio farmland in a plane crash. And the question comes, could not he whom wings and sea obey have done something to prevent this? You walk out of an IC unit after the equipment has been shut down. And the question comes, could not he who made the lame walk, who made the sick well, could not he have done something in this case too? You spend half a night running from room to room at a hospital because a hay wagon has been overturned and 18 of your young people are in various stages of death. And the question comes, could not he who piled up the waters of the Red Sea so that Israel could walk through dry shod, could not he have prevented a simple hayrack from slipping over? Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? And in the face of that question, there are some surprisingly strange answers. The first is, no, or at least not anymore. For you see, God does not intervene in the lives of his people as he once did in Bible times. We all can accept that miracles occurred then, but surely not now. After all, maybe that's another thing that died with the death of the last apostle. And so it doesn't occur anymore. God, after all, works through natural law and medicine and doctors and nurses. And we forget that we have to do something like fear. Or, of course, he does. The Christmas catalogs are invading your mailboxes these days, and those from religious houses are the worst of all. And yesterday one came to our home, and one of the ads in it is for six ceramic coffee mugs with pious stones on them. One of them says, "Expect a miracle." I always have second thoughts about drinking anything out of a mug that says it's such a mug. But do you see what's being implied there? You ought to expect God to intervene. You ought to expect Him to thrust Himself into your situation. Unfortunately, in the cute ad, there was no other mug where the cute saying, in case the miracle didn't occur. Or, of course He does, if you will believe. He who healed the blind man can heal you if you have enough faith. What you have to do is claim the promises of God, ask and it shall be given you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. You have not because you ask not. I would suggest that there is a fourth possible answer, and one far more radical than all the others. Could not He who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? And it is this. Of course, He could. And He can. And sometimes He does. And sometimes He doesn't. And it doesn't make any difference. That is radical. But you see, in the text, Jesus is not about to prove that He could. It is not some one-upmanship game that one plays with spiritual things. But as our Lord said, so that they might believe that He sent me. And that is what is crucial. That we know that the Father has sent Him. Not just to heal the sick and make the deaf to hear and the blind see and the lame walk or the dead be raised. But that we might know that the Father has sent Him to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That we might recognize Him as the one who has made sin for us. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That we might recognize in Him the one in whose name repentance and remission of sins is to be proclaimed unto the ends of the world. And you see, it takes God working mightily by His Holy Spirit through that kind of a gospel that it can persuade us that it doesn't make any difference. That can persuade us that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if there is ever a time when you and I need worship, when we need means of grace, when we need word and sacrament, when we need all the reminders we can get of the kind of God who loved us and redeemed us, it is when doubt and dismay and this haunting question, could not He who healed the blind man have kept this man from dying invades our lives? And that is when most of all we need to hear, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right arm. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. You are mine. Could not He who healed the blind man have kept this man from dying? Of course, He could. Whether He does or not, we bow to His will, which is always good and gracious. And because we are His in Christ Jesus, it doesn't make any difference. Lord, we believe, helped by our unbelief.